can get the facts from Debbie, but Microsoft is going to have a big to-do in the North Hilton. What's the name of it?
North Raleigh
Hilton. North Raleigh Hilton. I don't have all the details. I'll have it probably next week. We're going to have Microsoft Representative Becky here with us on the 4th, December 4th, so you'll know everything about it. But just circle it. It's December 6th, and it's a whole day seminar and show. TCS meets this month on Tuesday, November 23rd, and it's going to be about MIDI. And I noticed in TCN it says something about November 20th. I think that's a mistake. It's on the Tuesday. It's on the fourth Tuesday. We have here in the studio Kevin Webb, who is a Mac expert. From what I hear and talking with him, he convinced me he is. And he will be answering your questions about anything you have to do with Macintosh or an Apple Macintosh. I want you to hold off your calls until 10:40 until our first commercial break. And our number here is 860-9549. That's 860-9549. But again, hold off, please, until the first commercial break, which will be about 20 till 11. Before I get into talking about taking our conversation going on from last week about the PCs, let's have a few words with Kevin here. Kevin, how long have you been using the Macs?
About 8 years. I've started working on them right about the time they were invented. For several years, I was just playing around with paint programs and things like that. In the past couple of years, I've really started using a lot more things, such as telecommunication software and started programming. And I've taken a course at State and C programming course.
Oh.
And I've been doing this general stuff on there, a little bit of desktop publishing.
Okay. And why do you like the Macs more than the PCs? Or maybe you don't, but why a Mac?
I prefer Macintosh because of the how easy it is to use the graphical user interface system. It's there are some advantages, I think, to the PC as far as the DOS, but I prefer Macintosh because of the ease of use and the fact that it has very good graphics capabilities.
Okay, and I just want to say something here. I don't want anybody to get intimidated by the fact that we have a 13-year-old here. This is the next generation talking to you, and these are the people who are going to be running our world later on, so we should pay a lot of attention to what they're doing and how they do it. Kevin, compatibility between Mac and IBM. I know there's a lot. Most of the computers in corporate America in the workplace are IBM and compatibles, the MS-DOS machines. There are more Macs coming in. Is there any way to tie the two together so information can be shared between the two?
Yes, there is. In the almost all the new Macintoshes now have a drive that is compatible with IBM disks. You can take most major Word files and some graphics files from, like, say, Microsoft Word or WordPerfect and easily transform to Macintosh and print them out and edit them in the way you normally would. And in the next couple months, Apple is also going to be introducing a new computer called the PowerPC, which is actually going to be a Macintosh and an IBM in one computer. So that will definitely take the compatibility to another level.
So that would actually run both operating systems. You can boot whichever operating system you choose.
Yes, it has a IBM processor and a Macintosh processor inside of it.
Yeah, that's about time. Okay, now I'm not familiar with how the prices of the Macs are, but I know that stuff is real expensive. If somebody wants to upgrade their machine or they want to buy one, do you see any problems with them going through mail orders, or should they go locally? And I don't know, is the prices locally pretty much competitive as far as mail order? I know in the IBM it's almost the same price now. If you can walk to a store here and buy it almost as cheap as mail order, how is the situation with the Mac?
I would personally recommend mail order. Most of the computer stores in this area sell it for suggested retail price. And when you get mail order, it's usually several hundred dollars off the price you'd get it around here. So it's definitely better. But you should shop around first. So you might get a good deal in this area.
Okay, and if you buy a Mac mail order and you have a problem with it, what do you have to go through in order to get it repaired?
Well, that depends on the company you're dealing with, but definitely before you buy your computer, you would want to talk to them about policies. Some companies will charge 15% of the price when you have to return it, but other companies sometimes are really nice about that. They will actually, if you want it repaired, they'll actually be shipping a computer to you at the same time yours is being shipped back to be repaired. So usually you have a computer within a day.
Okay, there are companies with good policies on returns and repairs and turnaround, and some that are bad and you should really shop around.
Yeah.
Just like in everything else. Okay, well, as you can see, the guy knows what he's talking about. And if you have any questions concerning the Mac, please call us. Our number again is 860-9549, 860-9549. But hold off until after the commercial break. We talked last week about what you should look in a computer if you're going to buy now that Christmas is coming and everybody is looking to buy a computer. And we went through some of the items. I don't want to repeat. I think we got to the video card. And I will have time to talk about video cards. You should try and get an accelerator card to go in your computer. I recommend against LocalBus. I did some tests also, and some of the accelerator cards are actually faster than LocalBus cards, even though LocalBus or the VESA standard runs faster on paper. So look for one that has 1 megabyte of RAM that will allow you to do all the colors. Today you can go up to 16.7 million colors on the screen. And for pictures, it is unbelievable the difference between 256, 64,000, and 16 million colors. And like I said, you want it to be an accelerator card. They should cost right around $80 to $120, $130 a card. The more expensive ones are nicer, but they're not... I wouldn't say that they are for home use, so stay away from them. You should, this is about the video card, I.O. card. Many of the computers come with I.O.s. I.O.s, the in and outs, are the serial ports for modem, parallel for printer, game port for joystick. It's a standard thing. It should be a standard. Some of the computers come with the disk controller, the IDE, or any other that controls the floppy and the hard drive. Incorporate the I.O. card into it. It's a good way to go if it's not a real fast machine, and a real fast, I'm talking about 66 megahertz and up in the 486, then you should separate them. The IDE card is a necessity. There's not much to talk about there. You could get the one that are caching controllers, meaning they make the hard drive access faster, or seem to be faster because they read a whole lot into memory. Okay, let's go to the first commercial break here, and we'll be back. If the phone rings, just let it ring, because it only rings here. And even if we don't answer, we will. So just hang on and let it ring. Our number again is 860-9549.
Hello?
Hey, Paulie, how's it going?
Jennifer, I haven't heard from you in over a month. To what do I owe this honor?
Don't flatter yourself. I'm calling because I can't find anyone else to celebrate with.
Well, gee, thanks, Jen. But what are we celebrating?
We're toasting DaVinci Systems because I just got a big promotion.
Now, what kind of a company would give you a promotion?
An excellent company, thanks.
So tell me about this excellent company.
First of all, DaVinci's a young company with great people. and they were smart enough to hire me in sales.
You're in sales? What do you sell, copies of the Mona Lisa?
No, dork. Email. Da Vinci email.
Oh, I've heard of Da Vinci email, but I didn't know they were located here in Raleigh.
Yeah, in fact, we do everything here. Development, sales, marketing, and support. Right here in Raleighwood.
Well, sounds great, Jen. By the way, could you give me Da Vinci's number? It sounds like the kind of company I'd like to work for.
We're always looking for good people, Paul. Here's the number. Write this down. 881-4320.
Thanks, Jen. I'll give him a call.
Call Da Vinci Systems, 881-4320. As the cost of laser printers have come down, small businesses are finding they can now afford the high quality of laser printing without busting their budget. But with this investment comes the expense of supplies and services. Well, Tona Solutions has the answer for home and business users who need laser quality but have limited budgets. Tona Solutions can provide one-stop shopping for all your laser printing needs. Tona Solutions offers cartridges and other supplies from all major manufacturers like HP, Apple, and Canon. And all products are unconditionally guaranteed. Tona Solutions also services most laser printers, offering both on- or off-site service with free pickup and delivery and one-day service. So for the best all-around service and the widest selection of supplies, call Tona Solutions at 467-3470. That's 467-3470. Toner Solutions.
Welcome back to Computer Town USA. I'm Amnon, your host, and with us in the studio is Kevin Webb, who is an expert on the Macs. If you have any question about the Mac, please give us a call. Our number is 860-9549, and we'll go to the first call. Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning. You on the air?
Hello.
Good morning. You on the air?
Yes, hello. My name is Roger. I'm calling in regard to older computers. I kind of
refurbished computers for school, XTs. And I'm wondering, I have questions on the hard drives, on the controller cards. I have several different hard drives. Some of them are MFM and some of them are RLL. And I was wondering whether or not, excuse me, the same controller card could be used for either one. Do they have their own individual controller cards? And what is this? There's also a sign on one of these that says park on head 615. And I don't know what that means.
Okay. RLL and MFM is two different standards, although both controllers will run either drive. The problem is that it will be unreliable to run a drive that was designed to run MFM in RLL. And let me just, for those of you who don't understand the difference, the MFM puts 17 sectors on each track, on each circle of the hard drive. So it's like you have 17, the disk is cut into 17 slices, like 17 pie slices. With RLL, you go up to 26. So they put more information, 50% more, on a hard drive, on the same hard drive. But they require to have higher quality media to be able to take all this extra information onto smaller places, spaces. So there are a lot of people, and me included, ran many of the MFM hard drives with an RLL controller, and instead of a 20, you got a 30 meg out of it, and instead of a 40, you got 60 meg out of it. The newer the drive, MFM, that is, the more reliable it will run under RLL. As far as the 615 cylinder to park, it all depends which drive it is. On the 615, that'll be the SD225 or the 20 megabyte hard drives that have 614 or 615 cylinders and four heads, and yeah, they park on 615.
Now, do you have to have a program for that? Does that happen automatically? I mean,
no, I wish it happened automatically.
Okay, you need a program for that.
There are a lot of programs out there in the shareware on bulletin boards. Most of them are HD Park or Parkit. There are different names to them, but all they do is just park any of the hard drives that are on the system.
Okay. Those don't refer to the new IDEs, just the older drives, right?
No, only the older. The newer MFM and RLL are self-parking. The ST251, the 40 meg, is self-parking. When you turn it off, you can hear the noise when it parks. Also, if you turn the computer on and you hear some kind of clicks, metallic clicks, that means that this drive is also a self-parking and it's releasing the heads. The IDEs are all self-park. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thanks for that. Was a good question. There are a lot of drives circulating out there. A lot of drives are being transferred to slower machines, and you can find smaller drives like 20 and 40 real cheap out there. If you have any question about any of those drives, if they will be RLL'd or not, feel free to call me during the week at 233-2000. I'll be more than glad to help you with it. Our number again here is 860-9549. And we have, like I said, Kevin Webb is with us, and he will answer questions about the Mac. Since the phone is not ringing yet, let me go to another item on the shopping list, let's call it. And that's a keyboard. You want to look for a keyboard that you'll be comfortable with, as far as how far down it goes, how stiff the keys are, whether you want it to click or not. There are a lot of keyboards out there. There are cheap ones. There are expensive ones. It should all be personal preference. Feel it, and if you feel good on it, typing on it, then there's nothing wrong with the cheaper ones. You want it to be 101 key, and many of the new ones are auto switch that they can work on an older XT or the newer 80. You cannot take a keyboard from an XT, like from an IBM XT, and put it on a newer computer that is an 80. It just doesn't work. Cases, the box that you put the machine in, the computer in, I prefer the tower cases because of heat dissipation. Again, if the fan is on the top, even if the fan dies, you still have cooling by convection, that the heat rises, comes out of the power supply on the back, and cool air comes through the front. So the tower case is a preference if you have the room. Whether or not to go with a mini or mid or full tower is all depends on how much you're going to put in the computer. The mini tower has two 5 1/4 bays, the mid has 3 or 4, and the full tower has 6. That depends how many 5 1/4 devices you're going to put in the machine. Mouse, the Microsoft mouse is the standard mouse, Microsoft or compatibles. They range anywhere from probably $15, $16 up to $80 and $90. Again, it all depends on the personal preference, how it fits in your hand. Many of them will break just as fast because the most of the time the cable breaks right where it comes out of the mouse. When you move it, it's back and forth, bending the wire back and forth, and that's where it breaks. So even the expensive ones will break right there and will stop working. You need to clean it on the inside every now and then and make sure there's no dirt. Use a mouse pad to minimize dirt onto the ball that's in the mouse. Backup, very important subject. The prices of tape backups are going down. Let me remind you again, our number here is 860-9549. Tape backups came down in price, and let's go to a commercial break, and when we come back, I'll elaborate on that.
As the cost of laser printers have come down, small businesses are finding they can now afford the high quality of laser printing without busting their budget. But with this investment comes the expense of supplies and services. Well, Tona Solutions has the answer for home and business users who need laser quality but have limited budgets. Tona Solutions can provide one-stop shopping for all your laser printing needs. Tona Solutions offers cartridges and other supplies from all major manufacturers, like HP, Apple, and Canon. And all products are unconditionally guaranteed. Total Solutions also services most laser printers, offering both on- or off-site service with free pickup and delivery and one-day service. So for the best all-around service and the widest selection of supplies, call Tona Solutions at 467-3470. That's 467-3470. Tona Solutions.
Hello?
Hey, Polly, how's it going?
Jennifer, I haven't heard from you in over a month. To what do I owe this honor?
Don't flatter yourself. I'm calling because I can't find anyone else to celebrate with.
Well, gee, thanks, Jen. But what are we celebrating?
We're toasting DaVinci Systems because I just got a big promotion.
Now, what kind of a company would give you a promotion?
An excellent company, thanks.
So tell me about this excellent company.
First of all, DaVinci's a young company with great people, and they were smart enough to hire me in sales.
You're in sales? What do you sell, copies of the Mona Lisa?
No, dork. Email. DaVinci Email.
Oh, I've heard of DaVinci Email, but I didn't know they were located here in Raleigh.
Yeah, in fact, we do everything here. Development, sales, marketing, and support. Right here in Raleighwood.
Well, sounds great, Jen. By the way, could you give me DaVinci's number? It sounds like the kind of company I'd like to work for.
We're always looking for good people, Paul. Here's the number. Write this down. 881-4320.
Thanks, Jen. I'll give them a call.
Call DaVinci Systems, 881-4320. 850 AM, WKIX.
Welcome back to Computer Town USA. I'll come back to the tape backups, but we have a caller waiting. Good morning.
Good morning. Is there any cable available that would permit two 386s to share the same monitor?
Yes, there are boxes that will allow you to share a keyboard and monitor.
Where would one find out those?
I don't think anybody locally sells. I've got a little brochure over at the office. Call me later on at 233-2000, and I'll give you that information.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go first to the tape backups again, and we'll close with the tape as far as the shopping list. Tape backups are cheap today. Internal units that back up to 250 megabytes compressing are right around $200 or less. You use the floppy controller to drive them. They are very user-friendly as far as the software. They will save you a lot of time if you lose your hard drive or you make a boo-boo with deleting everything. So a tape backup is important. Take it into consideration. Think about it. It's not that expensive. It pays for itself in one time that you need the tape. I have a notice here from Wake Technical Community College. The Small Business Center will host several free seminars during the month of November. And if you want any information about it, call the station here at 860-9600 or 1-800-458-9610. They'll have the information here. And I see here taxation for small business owners is one of them. Marketing Magic with Macintosh is another one. Multimedia for Educators, Macintosh Small Business Accounting Solutions, Getting Ready for PowerPC. So there, and all these are free. They will be held, looks like in November. Yeah, everything is in during November. So give the station here a call at 860-9600 or 1-800-458-9610. And get the information about those seminars. Our number again here is 860-9549. In closing, we're kind of winding down. Well, here's another call. So, good morning. You on the air?
Yes, I've got to connect a question as far as how to connect to Internet.
How to connect to Internet?
Yes.
Are you a student or are you just an individual?
Just an individual.
And you want to have your own account?
Yes, if that's what it takes.
Okay, you're going to have to go through one of the companies that provide access. You're going to have to pay for it. You realize that?
Okay, that be like CompuServe or Prodigy or one of those?
No, you don't have to pay twice and go through them unless you're paying the monthly fee and you get the access. That's great. No, there are local companies like VNet and Cybernet that provide it. Also, pretty soon we're going to have Freenet. That's going to give you free access to email and some files. I don't have the number for Freenet. I know it's up, sort of like limping, but it's coming up. Are you in Raleigh?
Yes.
Do you have the copy of the Triangle Computer News?
Yes, I do.
Okay, right in there, there are two companies that advertise access to internet, and that's the way that I would go with. If I wanted full-time access. Some of the bulletin boards in town also offer that. I know that MMS, Micro Message Service, Mike Stroud, provides access to the internet through his bulletin board. His number is, again, in the Triangle Computer News and the bulletin board systems numbers, and it's MMS, Micro Message Service. There may be others that I'm not aware of.
Okay, on these local bulletin boards, do you have to pay to access those?
Some of them you do, some of them you don't. I don't know what Mike's policy for accessing internet is. I know you can call any of them and look around and do certain things without paying anything. I don't think any of them require payment before you can dial in. But some of them require membership fees in order to do more or get more time or get more downloads and stuff like that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you for calling. Okay, we are really coming toward the end of the show here. First, I want to thank Kevin for offering his expertise here. Sorry you didn't get any calls. I mean, it's slow. But later on, maybe it'll be better for you, and you can really get. Here it is. Okay, let's take this call too.
Okay, just a quick question. You were talking about cleaning your computer, or that your mouse needed to be cleaned. Can you give me some tips on periodic cleaning that you need to do to your computer, to your printer, and so on?
Sure. I take my computers out to the garage twice or three times a year. I have an air compressor. I open it and I blow all the dust out. There are some little vacuum cleaners that are that you can buy out there and clean it. You don't want to have dust in there. You don't want to have dust on the vents of the power supply, because that's what keeps the computer cool. Keyboard, vacuum it, turn it over, bang on the back of it so any particles will fall out. Any other cleaning that you had in mind that you wanted specifically to know about?
No, mostly the dust. I did have another question about humidity and dryness. I know that dry atmosphere is bad for the computer because of the static electricity. What about humidity? Is there such a thing as having too much?
I'm sure there's, if you have 100% humidity...
in a room.
Humidity is good. If you keep it at 70, 80, there's nothing wrong with that. It's actually good.
Okay, I was talking about a room that might, and a basement that might have a washer and dryer in there, whether that would be a bad environment for work.
Not if you're venting the dryer out.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Okay, Kevin, again, thank you for being here. Remember, next week we're going to start at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m., and we'll probably have Kevin here again. Remember to practice safe computing. Back up everything that you have. Back up as often as you can. And thank you for being with us today. See you next week.
Computer Town USA with your host, Amnon Nissan, has been brought to you by Tang Computers, Da Vinci Software, the Triangle Computer...